வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 9th chapter, text number 47, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 2nd of April, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam.
Translation: by authorized Vedic knowledge, one can see the cause and effect of the cosmic manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because the cosmic manifestation is also His energy. Both of them are different energies of the Lord and nothing else. The wise man can see how the fire is spread within the wood by consideration of cause and effect. Similarly, persons engaged in devotional service understand, O my Lord, how You are both the cause and effect.
Rupe ime sadasati tava virasiste bijang kurabhiva na channa arupakasya yukta samakham ubhayatra vichinnati tam. Yuktya samakham ubhayatra vichinnati sa yogena vannimiva darusunannatasya. So yogena, this word is very important in this verse. There are yogena means by the means of, upayana, by the means of. So, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that bhaktyabhava vijanati javana jaschanta. Only by devotional service one can understand. So here the word yogena should not be understood otherwise. If one says the jnana yogena, karma yogena, ato yogena, dhyana yogena, there are many yogas is there. One can understand. That is the usual proverb nowadays. In any means you can understand the absolute truth. Jatavat tatapat. You can have your own process as yoga, and you can realize God. But that is not possible. Krishna personally says, bhaktya-bhava-vijanati, in another place, bhaktya-ekara, only through devotional service. And practically we see there are many jnanis and dhyana-yogis, kurmis. They have no clear conception of the absolute truth. Vague idea. Even in many other religious systems, they have got some conception of God, not clear idea. But in bhakti yoga, you can understand directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Krishnasu Bhagavan Swayam. There are many expansion of God. Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam. He has got many forms, but this form which we know as Krishna, that is the original Krishna, the original God. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Matta Parataram Nanya. Although I have got many forms, but the original, supreme form is Krishna. But that does not mean that the other forms of Krishna, not our manufacture, but as it is stated in the Shastra, Krishna has got many names, Ram, Govinda, Nisinga, Baraha. There are other forms. Ramadi Muttisukala Niyamena Tishtan. Rama, Nisinga, Baraha. He has got many forms. Rama is also expansion of Krishna. So, these forms we should not consider they are less powerful than Krishna. Not that. But Krishna is the original form. The example is given in the Shastra. That's like candles. Vipachirevahi dasantaram abhutitya. There are thousands of candles. So we get one of them ignited, light up, and then second, then third, then fourth, then fifth. We can go on increasing millions. Each light, each candle is equally powerful. There is no doubt. Krishna's expansion, not the Vishnu Tattva, it is called Vishnu Tattva. Vipachireva hi dasam taramabhute stya vipayate nahi tata pridagasti hetu. So Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu Tattva is one. But still, just like the example, candle. One candle, first candle is Krishna. Sarvakarana karana govindam adipurusam tamahangaya. This is the conclusion. There are sometimes controversy that you do not worship Lord Ramchandra or you do not chant the name of Ramchandra first. These are all material considerations. Either you chant Hare Ram or Hare Krishna, it does not make any difference. If you like, you can begin with Hare Ram. And if you like, then neophyte question. You are not chanting Hare Ram. You are making discrimination. We do not make any discrimination. We equally. But I like the form of Krishna. Anuvarchandra writes the form of Rama. But that does not mean that you like any form and you will be born. No. You have to go according to the direction of the Shastra. Ramadi Muttis, Vishnu form, they are stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. You have to accept the direction of the authorities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked by Sanatana Goswami how we can understand the incarnation of God. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied that you will understand the incarnation of God with reference to the Shastra. Don't manufacture your incarnation of God. That is not allowed. Then Sanatana Goswami wanted to say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation because in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, and not only in Srimad Bhagavatam, in many other Mahabharata and Upanishad, there is mention. Mahabandi Mahapurusati Charanarinda. This Mahapurusa, Mahaprabhu, this Bandi Mahapurusa, it is applicable to Lord Ramchandra. Tasva Sudhusta Jasudev Sitaraja Lakim Dharmishthaya Jamatasa Jadagadaranyam Maya Mrigam Daitai Sitamannadhavas Bandi Mahapurusati Charanarinda. This sloka is applicable to both Ramachandra and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vishnu is always Mahapurusha. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj is addressed sometimes Mahapurusha, because he is devotee of Mahapurusha. So he is addressed as Mahapurusha, like that. So, by the Shastra indication, especially in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's incarnation is described. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam Sanga Panga Suparsadam Jagai Sankirtanai Prai Jajanti Hishamayas. This is the most important part indicating Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna, Krishna Varna. He is in the same category. And another meaning, Krishnam Varnayati, the incarnation of Krishna, who is always describing Krishna or chanting Hare Krishna, Varnayati, Tisha Krishna, but by complexion, O Krishna, not black. So not black, there may be many other colors, then which of them I shall take. That is also stated in the Shastra while making the horoscope of Krishna, Garbhamuni. He said, Idanim Krishnatanga, Shukla Rakta Sathapitam, Idanim Krishnatanga. Nanda Maharaj, your son, this child, has now appeared as Krishna, black, Idanim Krishnatanga. Otherwise, this very child appeared in previous ages, Shukla Rakta Sathapitam. He sometimes appeared in white color, sometimes red, sometimes yellow. This yellow color refers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, golden color. So this is also confirmed. If somebody says that he is Krishna, why he is not blackish? No, he appears as the devotee of Krishna in golden colors. We say therefore golden avatar. So Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna Sangapanga Saparsadam. He is with his soldiers. Sangha Upanga, part of the part of Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu is directly part. Advaita Prabhu is part of the part. And astra. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has his astra weapon. The astra means to, paritrana sadhunam vinasaya chudhishthita. That this astra, what is that? Sankirtana. Sankirtana. Jagai sankirtana prai jajanti yuva. This Hare Krishna movement is also astra of Krishna for killing the demons. But it is not like a sword, it is not acting, but it is astra. It is killing the demons, but in a different way. The demonic habits are being killed. Demonic habits. Everyone, we can understand this. How our demonic activities are being killed by this Hare Krishna movement. This is astra. This is astra, but it is being used in a different way. Because in this age, they are so fallen, so manda manda bhagya, this real astra weapon cannot be used upon them. It is already dead. Therefore, another type of astra to awaken them to life, that is Hare Krishna, Mahamantra astra. Otherwise, they are already dead. A dead horse beating the dead horse. A horse is dead, what will get by beating with whips? It is already dead. So, if there are big, big demands, Hiranyakashipu, he was required to be killed by the nails of the Lord. He appeared as a ferocious lion. But here, the teeny demons, and there is no need of nails or any sword. They have to be awakened simply by Krishna consciousness, chanting Hare Krishna. So Prahlad Maharaj says that you cannot understand in this age. In the last sloka, he said, Maunabrata Sutta Tapo Dhyana Sadharma vyakhya raho japa samadhaya apavargya. The real business is apavarga. Pavarga, I've explained yesterday, simply suffering. This material life means simply suffering. Each alphabet I've explained, it is simply suffering. And the human life is a chance how to make this suffering null and void. That is apavarga. Om means to make null and void. Pavarga, to make this pavarga life into apavarga. So, these 10 processes is are recommended in this shastra. I've already explained. Mauna, sutta, tapa, these things are required. But they are also not direct method. You cannot understand. There are many, many tapasvi, raha in Vrindavan. You'll find many devotees. They are in a very secluded place. But my Guru Maharaj did not like this process, secluded. We have discussed many times. Sometimes if you sit down in a secluded place, imitating Haridas Thakur, and then he'll complain, I am being disturbed in this way. One that African boy came. So, he became disturbed. Now he must be disturbed, because your mind is not controlled. If you sit down to get some extra credit that I have become so great devotee, I can remain in a secluded place and chant Hare Krishna like Haridas Thakur. It is cheating. It is cheating. You cannot do that. You cannot imitate Haridas Thakur. He met one, a beautiful young prostitute at dead of night, and the prostitute offered her body, and he was a young man. He simply said, very nice proposal, you sit down. Let me finish my Hare Krishna. This is not, don't laugh, it is very serious thing. See, you cannot do that. I cannot do that. It's not possible. So we should not imitate Haridas Thakur, but we should. My Guru Maharaj used to say, Mantumi Kisere Vaishno. It is mental speculation that I shall do like that. I shall in a secluded place, I shall chant. You cannot do that, because your mind is not yet trained up. It is for the highest perfection stage that anywhere one can sit down and chant Hare Krishna and remain happy. That is not possible for the ordinary stage. Therefore, my Guru Maharaj criticized Mantumi Kisere Bhujna, because it is all mental speculation. Therefore, he is chastising his mind, my dear mind. You have become a Vaishnava. Mantumi Kisere Bhujna. Pratishtharatare nirjanaira ghare tava hari naam kival koito. In a secluded place, sitting down, chanting Hare Krishna for you, it is simply to get some material adoration and cheating the people. Yes, sir. Don't try this. Always be engaged actively in Krishna's activities. Our Krishna consciousness movement, therefore he engaging each and every one of you in some active service. We don't advise that you have become so advanced, now you are initiated, you can sit down in one place and chant Hare. That is not possible. So therefore, although it is recommended in a secluded place, but that is not possible in these days. We should be always engaged in active service. Then, somewhere or other, our mind will be engaged in Krishna's lotus feet. That is required. Activities. Savai mana Krishna, just like Maharaj Amurish, your statesman, emperor, still he is fixing up his mind in Krishna's lotus feet. That practice is abhyasa yoga thing. If you do something, suppose you are going to distribute books, but what is the idea? It is Krishna's books. It must be distributed. So Krishna is remembered. At the same time, because it is Krishna's book. If somebody purchases, if he pays something, he'll look at it, something, what this nonsense has written, let me see. Then he'll get some idea. And if he reads more lines, he comes 100 times forward to Krishna consciousness. This is the idea. If you want, sarvamapi asya dharmasya trayate mahate, this is preaching. Annantarastham paramanushayantarastham. Any who would attack, there is fire. Undoubtedly. Everywhere is Krishna. But sevanmukhi, he swayambe vaspuratvada. If you engage yourself in service, then you'll see the fire, Krishna, there, in everywhere. Sarvatra spurayatar ishtade murti. That stays wanted. That whatever he'll see Krishna. Here is microphone, here is loudspeaker. Here is Krishna. Yes, here is Krishna, because we are speaking about Krishna through this microphone. He's there. So we have to practice this bhakti yoga according to the direction of the authorities. Then you'll realize Krishna. Then the cause and effect, sarva-karana-karanam, everything will be realized. And every moment you'll see Krishna. Premanyana-charita-bhakti-milochanena santas-sadaiva-nidesi-vilavati. So unless we get that state, we should not imitate personalities like Haridas Thakur and others. We should wait for that is the ultimate state. But we should practice and work actively for understanding Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.